Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today is my college football legend. It's Freddie Gilbert, defensive end out of University of Georgia. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. And special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen this morning. Freddie Gilbert, out of Griffin, Georgia. Go Dawgs. And something lurking down in Griffin, where this young man is from. He won a state championship in Griffin, Georgia. But I like the water that comes out of Griffin. Tim Beckham, Brian Bohanna, Charlie Clemens, Chris Clemens, Nick Clemens, Willie Gault, Ben Talley, Jesse Tuggle, Jonathan Sullivan, Dan Hancock, Sherrod Martin, Josh Pace, Rayfield Wright. There's something in the water in Griffin. And they produced a very excellent football player that went to the University of Georgia. And let me throw one more name out. Wamami, I hope I don't butcher your name. Titus, 100 meters champion in the 64 Tokyo Olympics. So it's something about that little town of Griffin, Georgia. And they sent this young man to the University of Georgia in 1980. Freddie Gilbert was in that same recruiting class as Herschel Walker. And they won a national championship that year, beating Notre Dame in the Sugar Bowl. And Freddie Gilbert, although he didn't get the acclaim or the flowers or the publicity like Herschel Walker, but he was a mainstay on that 80 Georgia defense as a backup and played a lot in that Sugar Bowl win over Notre Dame. But this is what I like about Freddie Gilbert. In his 4 years at Georgia, he won 43 games, lost only 4 times, 1 tie, won 4 SEC championships, went to the Sugar Bowl 3 times and to the Cotton Bowl, didn't win it here, won 3 SEC championships, but went to the Cotton Bowl his last year. But what he's going to be remembered about, he was the captain on an 83 team that a lot of people said was going to take a step back. He was a captain on that defense that had Terry Hoag, Tony Flack, Charlie Dean, Knox Culpepper, Tommy Thurston. And they shocked the world and beat Texas, who was ranked number 2. And if Texas would have won that football game, they would have probably went on and won the national championship. But the thing about Freddie Gilbert, what I liked about him, All-American in 1983, 2-time All-SEC, and I just mentioned captain of the 83 team, but the skill set as a defensive end at the University of Georgia was some unseenable. The instincts, A+. The explosion and leverage, A+. His tackling ability, A+. He was a very aggressive football player, A+. The speed rush of Freddie Gilbert, A+. And he was a powerful, powerful, powerful football player under Irk Russell, A+. He had the ability right now, what these young defensive ends are doing, he could key and diagnose A+. And he had one thing that separated him from being an outstanding football player and everybody else that made him outstanding. He had the discipline and the effort. A+. This young man was a fine football player.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's B-L-E-A-V. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
And then think about this. He was on the team that beat Notre Dame in 1980. They had Tony Hunter, Tom Thayer, Bob Cradle. Then they beat that, lost to that Pitt team in 82. Dan Marino, Julius Dawkins, Dwight Collins, Jimbo Covert, Bill Frelick. Then at 83 team, he played against Penn State. They end up winning that national championship that year. Two words, two names, Kirk Warner and Todd Blackledge. Then came back that 84 season when then nobody in Athens, in among the SEC from Tennessee to Florida to Auburn, had Georgia nowhere even being the team they were in 83. They shocked the world. And everybody, as Freddie Gilbert said, of that Georgia Dog Nation that season, everybody played together as a team, and they stuck together and stepped up. What more can I say about Freddie Gilbert? Went on, had an outstanding career with the Denver Broncos, had 11.5 career sacks, played in the Super Bowl against the Washington Redskins in 1988. But he had already made his imprint as one of the best defensive players to come out of the University of Georgia. So if you like the video today about this young man, Freddie Gilbert, out of the University of Georgia, please come in and share it. And one more time, special thanks to a gentleman, my producer, Logan Landers, who is a diehard Georgia football fan. And kudos to the national championship team that won the national championship this year, and Kirby Smart. My final words about Freddie Gilbert in the University of Georgia when he was there in those 4 years. Record again, 43-4-1. It's got the great lyrics, the great band, the time, the lead singer, Morris Day. He had something that went like this, wild and loose. What time is it? Hanging by the backstage door, decked out like a queen. Your body say 21. But your face says 17. My attentions tells me that you're waiting for the band. Wild and loose, you want to know. Wild and loose. Freddie Gilbert was wild and loose in Athens in his 4 years. In the 1983 season, the Georgia Bulldogs, with their mascot, Ugga, wild and loose, one thing want to know, Morris Day and the Time.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video today, please come in and share. Kudos to Dog Nation. Have a blessed week. I'm Vincent Turner, 100 Yards of Football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio, on the Believe Podcast Network.